ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question. And that question is related to a topic that, is very significant. I'm speaking, of course, of the etiquettes of trading. So today on The Key, we want to address that question of what are the etiquettes of trading? In Arabic, we call this tijarat. So we want to know what the etiquettes of trade are. In order to assess the response to this question, it's necessary for us to take inspiration from some of the ahadith which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim assalam, regarding this subject. In one beautiful hadith, it's been reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said the following: whoever sells or buys must avoid five habits. Right? This hadith mentions some of the things that we should avoid while buying and selling, or in other words, in trade. In continuation, the Prophet said, or he should not sell or buy at all, meaning if he cannot observe these etiquettes, he should completely, forego trade. The first is false oaths, followed by false oaths, something which a lot of, traders do, like when they're selling, like say they're selling a commodity, they swear, they say, oh, this is, I swear, make a false oath, they say that, well, I swear this is the best, cloth that you could find in the market. Or they might swear, they say that, if you ask about another product, they say, oh, I swear that you can't find that in the market. Something that a lot of them do. The next is hiding the defects of the merchandise, right? Hiding the defects, not letting the buyer be aware of the problems in the thing he's selling. The next is praising what he sells and showing disapproval for what he intends to buy, right? If you're buying something, appearing to not to dislike what you want to buy so that the price might be decreased. Or conversely, if you're selling the commodity, praising it more than it really deserves. These are some things that we should avoid in trade. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, the timid merchant is often deprived and the bold merchant is often endowed with profit. This kind of echoes what the Prophet said, being bold and praising the good more than it deserves leads to higher profit, and this is something we should avoid. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, O merchants, knowledge of trading laws first, then the trade itself. Knowledge first, then trade. Knowledge first, then trade. Right? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he kind of emphasized the fact that before a person engages in business and trade, it's necessary for him to learn the Islamic rulings regarding trade so he doesn't commit an act of a forbidden act in trading. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, O merchants, start off by seeking a good outcome from God. Seek the blessings in easy conduct, draw near to customers. Beautify yourselves with clemency, refrain from oaths, abandon lies, avoid wrongdoing, be fair to those being wronged, stay away from usury, and observe fully the measure and the balance with justice, and do not cheat people of their goods, and do not act wickedly on the earth, causing corruption. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of trading in the light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio, with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.